The investigation into the death of Officer Jennifer Sabina has been ongoing continuously since her body was discovered in the early morning hours of December 24. I have the utmost confidence in the ability of the Wauwatosa Police Department members to successfully investigate this crime. However, I wanted to ensure that everyone and everything was looked at in the most objective manner, especially since it was something very close and a person very close to us. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, DCI, was called in to lead and coordinate the investigation. I understand that you have many questions. You also understand that this is a continuing fluid investigation, and I would like to answer all of your questions, but I won't be able to do that. With your specific questions pertaining to the case, I'll ask Dave Spakowitz, who led the investigation for us, to answer those specifics. I want to tell you that Officer Sabina was the first officer in Wauwatosa to be killed in the line of duty in the 96-year history of our department. She was everything I could hope for in a young police officer: intelligent, energetic, willing to be of service, and wanting to be a great police officer. She served with us just under 2 years. This incident is a tragedy that will always affect the men and women who work here. When something like this happens, you search for a reason. I was not aware of issues that would have been a cause for concern for Jen's safety, and we are absolutely devastated by what has happened. We will continue to work and seek justice through the legal process to cope and recover from this loss. I want to thank everyone for their patience, concern, compassion, and effort to bring this case to a successful conclusion. Everybody involved put their personal holiday plans aside to work together. That's what law enforcement in Wauwatosa and the state of Wisconsin does to make sure citizens can be safe and confident. Before we get into any questions that you have, I'd also like to read a statement that was given to me by Jennifer Sabina's mother, and she asked if I would read this to you, and it is short. She said, "We would like to thank the Wauwatosa Police Department, Wisconsin Department of Justice, Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, Milwaukee Police Department, and the many assisting agencies for their outstanding support at this difficult time. We appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers and ask that you continue to respect our family's privacy going forward." And that's from Jennifer's mother. With that being said, if there's any questions that you would like to have, we have the criminal complaint that we'll have copies for you that we've just received recently. And specific questions, we'll try to answer those for you.
The file that was sent to us about the arrest date shows December 24th. Was he in custody on December 24th?
That's when we said that he was a person of interest. He became the subject of our interrogation later on in that day.
You know, the criminal complaint states that there was a previous incident on December 6th that she told a fellow officer about regarding her husband putting a gun to her head. Was anything done at that time for her safety?
That particular incident was not brought forward. That's the first we heard about it.
Was there trouble with the marriage, perhaps a potential filing for divorce by the officer?
Not to our knowledge, there wasn't.
Do we know why she was at the firehouse?
The firehouse is a place that officers can go to write reports, take a break, use the restroom, things like that. So that for her to be there was not atypical of what they do.
Can you walk through the timeline of what she was doing that night? I mean, was normal protocol followed? Was she supposed to check in every hour? What was...
No.
Can you actually walk us through what happened that night?
No, I really can't. She was assigned to a patrol shift, and she was doing her duties. And when she, the last contact they had with her, it was just a normal contact, I think a message, a text message. And when she didn't answer the radio after 4 a.m., that's when we went and looked for her.
When was the last text message?
Somewhere after 3 o'clock, I believe.
West Dallas PD apparently played a role in this. Why was Mr. Sabina's questioned there and held there? Why was that?
No, and I'll ask Dave to come forward here and answer those things. He was questioned here, actually.
Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Spackwitz. I'm the Director of Field Operations for the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation. I received a call early Friday or early Monday morning, shortly after 5 a.m., from the Wauwatosa Police Department stating that they had one of their officers had been murdered and requesting the assistance of the Wisconsin Department of Justice to assist in the investigation. We immediately started, due to the magnitude of the situation, we immediately contacted our agents from the Milwaukee office, the Appleton office, our Madison office, upon arriving and requesting them to respond. Upon arrival, we requested the Wisconsin State Crime Lab laboratory response team to come down and assist us in processing the scene, and also the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit to help us map out the scene. We started looking at things initially and developing small bits of evidence, and I'm not going to go into those details. I'm going to refer you to the criminal complaint that will be available to you when you leave, and we also have a booking photo of Mr. Sabina. But as we developed throughout the course of the day, we started to talk to Mr. Sabina, and he was actually housed temporarily at the West Allis Police Department. All the interviews of Mr. Sabina and everything else were taken care or were taking place in Wauwatosa.
Can you explain the decision to have a press conference before releasing a criminal complaint?
The criminal complaint has been filed.
Before getting it to the media?
The criminal complaint has been filed, and I believe it is accessible at the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office as we speak. And we're providing a copy now.
Can you tell us what, if anything, was found at the home in Menominee Falls? I believe that there were officers there last night. What, if any, evidence was collected and why the law enforcement was out there?
It's all detailed in the criminal complaint because of, and I'm not trying to avoid questions, but I don't want to give more information than is right now because this is an ongoing fluid investigation. We'll continue to follow up additional leads. There's a lot more work to have to be done. We're very satisfied that Mr. Sabina is in custody. He's removed from the street, and a criminal complaint has been issued, but there's a lot more work that we have to do to continue with the investigation, solidify it.
Where was he taken into custody? Where was he when you found him?
He was taken into custody in the Wauwatosa Police Department.
Exactly when and where was he arrested?
It will be on February... on December 24th, or 24th in the afternoon hours is when he was taken into custody.
Since this happened directly outside the fire department, did any of the firefighters hear the gunshots that were fired at them?
Without going into great detail, we have had some witnesses that identified the situations that aided us in putting together a brief timeline. But again, I'm not going to expand more than what's in the criminal complaint at this time.
Is there surveillance video at the fire station of where this all took place?
We have a lot of surveillance video of various locations, not only in the city of Wauwatosa, but throughout the area. But again, I'm not going to expand on that. Again, we have a lot of work to still do. We have enough information, and the DA felt comfortable issuing the criminal complaint, which is outstanding at this point, but we have a lot of work to do.
Can you explain motive here?
I'm not going to go into that at this point.
Criminal complaint does not always detail a motive. Did Mr. Sabina see anything that would indicate a motive or reason for this alleged act?
Again, we're not at liberty at this time to expand on that because that'll open up a whole nother. We need to develop we need to develop a profile of Mr. Sabina going forward.
You said that he was taken into custody at this police station. Did he voluntarily come in? Was he brought in? How did he get here then?
As detailed in the complaint, he voluntarily came to the police department.
He was arrested here at this police department?
Yes, ma'am.
And then he was taken to West Allis?
He was detained there overnight. That's the only reason we kept him at the West Allis Police Department. So we could bring him back and talk to him at the Wauwatosa Police Department.
And then he was taken to Milwaukee County?
That is correct.
So it was Tosa, West Allis, Tosa, Milwaukee County Jail?
Correct. He voluntarily came to the police department. We talked to him. We ended up housing him overnight in West Allis, brought him back to Wauwatosa, and subsequently, when we completed our arrest and booking procedures, we took him to Milwaukee County. to get charged out criminally.
Did he confess here?
It's detailed in the complaint.
Was her gun one of the guns used to shoot her?
It's detailed in the complaint, but yes. Okay. I think a lot of your questions will be answered with the criminal complaint, and that's why we wanted to afford you a copy of it.
When can we ask you questions about that criminal complaint? Because the copy is in the county courthouse right now, but we're in close to PD, and they're handing them to us after we talk. So when can we ask?
A lot of your questions we won't answer outside the criminal complaint, because we're going to talk specifically about the information contained in the complaint, because we don't want to jeopardize anything moving forward. We did a thorough thorough interview of Mr. Sabina, and it was a very wide-ranging topics, and that, of course, was one of the things that we touched on, and it's in the complaint.
Mr. Sabina appeared in court in a wheelchair. Are you aware of any concerns of him possibly being suicidal?
I do not know personally if he's on any type of suicide watch at the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. Again, ongoing. We focused our efforts on Mr. Sabina, but we didn't limit it to that. Just in case it was not Mr. Sabina, we had to leave our avenues open to continue. We continue to investigate other possibilities related to the incident.
If those gunshots were heard, why was it so long before the body was found?
I'm not going to speculate on that at this point.
This may be in the criminal complaint, but exactly who found her body and was she shot where she was found?
It's in the criminal complaint, and yes. Who found it is in the criminal complaint, and she was shot where she was found, yes.
And where on her body was she shot?
It's detailed in the criminal, the actual locations in the head.
Was she inside or outside of her vehicle?
Again, criminal complaint, your questions will be answered. She was outside. And, you know, I prefer to give you the guys a criminal complaint, terminate the press conference. We just wanted to let you know that we did make an arrest, and Mr. Sabina was charged in it, and that was the reason for this press conference. So, and we wanted to afford you a copy of the complaint. We still have a lot of work to do. This was a classic example of all agencies coming together. Milwaukee Police Department provided invaluable assistance with some technical services and manpower. The ATF did a lot of work on some of the gun traces and some of the other things that we had to do. Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office investigators were invaluable with some of the searches of the scene and all over the place. This is truly a cooperative investigation. We just basically coordinated it, but without the Tulsa Police Department, those other agencies, we would not be where we are today.
So. What also, Mr. Sabina, about the alleged weapons that were used that might be outside of the criminal complaint's general scope?
Right, that's still under investigation. We have some leads as to where it is, ATF is investigating those aspects.
Do you know if Officer Sabina had any personal relationship with anybody at that fire station?
I'm not going to make any statement in regard to that. We don't have any information in regard to that at this point.
Again, outside of the scope of the complaint, anyone feel free to answer. I know that Officer Sabina's mother gave a statement in speaking with friends and or family as investigators. Can you guys let us know how the family is doing at this time? Sometimes hearing about someone who is formally charged and bring closure. I'm just curious how the family might be doing.
Chief or Jeff? I think the family is probably doing as well as they can under the circumstances. They are devastated, of course, as are all of us, by what's happened. That's why they've asked for privacy, but we've been working with them, and we'll help get them through the next couple days. I know that you're frustrated by the fact that we can't give you all the information that you would like, but we also, you have to understand, we still have the investigation going forward. We still have to make our case. And we still have to make sure that we afford Mr. Sabina his rights and so on, because he's innocent until proven guilty.
Can you talk a little about his demeanor after he was
That I cannot. I cannot. That would not be appropriate for us.
Was there more than one weapon involved?
I really can't talk about those things. And again, as Mr. Spackwood says, you need to look at the complaint. It'll answer a lot of your questions.
And in the complaint, it says that he mentions being jealous of other men. Is there a specific incident that might point to a motive here?
There is not. And you know, the other question that I heard of was there perhaps a relationship with somebody else? There was never any suggestion of anything like that. So I want you to understand that she was a victim. And, you know, the things that I said about her being an energetic, articulate, intelligent police officer, everything about her suggested that's the way she comported herself and the way she did her job. So I will address that. There was nothing to ever suggest that she did anything inappropriate or unprofessional.
What was the reasoning for housing him overnight in West Dallas?
It's just more of a convenience. Again, the Wauwatosa Police Department just asked for our assistance, and just to make the situation so there's not any inference or impropriety where they say, oh, the Wauwatosa police officer, because it was a Wauwatosa police officer, they might have treated him differently when he was in custody, and we just wanted to alleviate that. There was no allegations. It was just convenient, and West Dallas PD was very accommodating to us in all our needs.
Okay. Any pertinent evidence that was found at the house and
not in court? No, there's really not much more we're going to be able to tell you now. So I know you're still going to have more questions, and we're just not going to be able to do that for you. So thank you very much for coming, and we appreciate your patience with us and working with us. Thank you.
When will be our next opportunity to talk to you?
We don't have anything scheduled just now. Tomorrow and Saturday, we're working on the funeral arrangements and getting those things set, so we don't have anything otherwise. I think Mr. Sabino will have his day in court, and you'll probably get more information after those court appearances. Thank you, everyone.
Criminal complaints on the table over here with a photograph of Mr. Sabino as well.